So we're going to do a song that's got lots of references to beer drinking in it, and hopefully this will inspire us all to pop a top. This is called Through the Bottom of the Glass. She's off misbehaving with him, not with me. A pessimistic tomorrow is all that I see. I could live with my version of the world going past. All the hard times we've had, it don't look so bad through the bottom of the glass. So turn off the juice. And I don't see her, even if they walk past. Through the jokes and the tears, smoking the beer through the bottom of the glass. Well, the grape dimes untold me what they see and hear. Must like to watch me get tears in my beard. I found a new someone who may say she's trash. Well, she ain't much to see, but she looks good to me through the bottom of the glass. So turn off the jukebox, dim down the lights. I'll pretend I don't see her, even if they walk past. Through the jokes and the tears, through the smoke and the beer, through the bottom of the glass. Through the jokes and the tears, through the smoke and the beer. Thank you so much. Appreciate it. Let me introduce you to our bass player back here. He's a wonderful bass player and a great bass singer. He had a band with his brother Ricky and Sammy Sheeler and Mark Newton back in the 80s. And they were called the Virginia Squires. They toured all over the world. And I went from there to the Tony Rice Unit and worked with him for a long time. He's a marvelous bass player and singer. That's Ronnie Simpkins. Make Ronnie welcome, would you please? We'll do you a song. Now, this is a song that was written by a very, very important musician and singer. His name was Graham Parsons. He was in a band, He was in a band called The Birds, and the cool thing about, and at least in my opinion, for a suburban kid here and sitting in his bedroom and having these, you know, West Coast hippie pot-smoking guys singing George Jones songs made it cool for me. And I like that, and that to me, he's one of the most important musicians of the 60s because he introduced a whole generation to traditional country music, and he was a great songwriter, and I think if I had to pick a favorite, this is my favorite that he ever wrote. It's called Hickory Wind.